When you think of the plague, our minds tend to go back to the 14th century when the Black Death is said to have claimed the lives of 25 million people across Europe, wiping out a large proportion of the population in a matter of years. Medical developments have meant that today the highly infectious diseases have largely been eradicated. But the World Health Organization is warning of a dangerous new outbreak on the island nation of Madagascar that it says is spreading fast and needs to be contained. Tariq Yasharera is a spokesperson for the WHO. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Plague is endemic to Madagascar and infections are recorded every year. Why is the World Health Organization particularly concerned about this outbreak?
As you said, plague is endemic in Madagascar, as it is in some other countries. And in Madagascar, every year, there's around 400 cases that are being recorded. This time around, it is a little bit more worrying because we have now cases being reported in the capital, Antananarivo, and in some of the coastal cities, which was not the case before. And also, more than half of the cases are of the type of plague that we call pneumonic, a plague that is transmissible human to human, contrary to bubonic plague that usually is the type of the plague we see the most, that it's not transmissible from one person to another. So for those reasons, we think that we need really to scale up the response, and we are supporting Ministry of Health of Madagascar to try to find quickly those who identified as contacts of infected people so they can get antibiotics as a prevention.
The World Health Organization says nearly half of the reported cases are of the plague, the less common but more dangerous form that's spread between humans as opposed to the bubonic strain that's spread by infected rats. Why have there been so many cases of this plague this year?
Well, again, we are at the beginning of transmission season that runs from September to April in Madagascar. We are still investigating why we had more cases right now at the beginning of the season. But again, what is really important, as you explained, is that now we have this type of the plague that is transmitting through coughing between one person and another. And maybe just to explain to your listeners, so bubonic plague is got by a person, by a bite of a flea, and then the bacteria enters your body and enters the lymph system. In some cases, it can go to your lungs and then become pneumonic plague, and then through coughing, you can transmit bacteria who becomes an airborne disease. So this is why we are seeing more cases now, because there were more cases of pneumonic plague, and this is why it is really important to step up the response and try to find people, isolate those who have been infected, and those who have been close contacts can get the antibiotics as a prevention. And again, just to remind everyone that plague is curable. Common antibiotics, if delivered early to infected person, are very effective.
Just finally, I mean, when we think of the plague, we think of the Middle Ages and the Black Death. It's largely been eradicated across the planet, but of course, as we're talking about here, it still occurs in places such as Madagascar and even the United States. Why has plague not been completely wiped out yet?
Well, if you look at the world map of where the bacteria is found of the plague, there are big parts of the world that still harbor the bacteria. Now, there are elements for human infection to be in place. First, as we said, there has to be bacteria that is present. Then there has to be a right type of mammals or rodents who will be as a natural reservoir. And then there has to be a fleas that can get to humans, so there is a presence of humans as well. So all these elements make that there are places in the world where there are more possibility to have this human infection. And then, obviously, if the sanitation is not good, if there is no possibility to check on rats, then we may have more cases like we have now. But again, antibiotics are working. It's really important to get people as early as possible.
Absolutely. Tariq, thank you so much for your time. That's Tariq Yasharevich, a spokesman with the World Health Organization, joining us here on RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelis. Our number, 0418 226 576. That's the text line.